You're listening to SBS News.
The final solar eclipse of the decade has attracted thousands of space enthusiasts and people to gather across Asia and the Middle East to witness the rare phenomenon. An annular eclipse occurs when the moon covers the sun's centre but leaves the outer edges visible to form a ring. Vaibhav Raut, a member of the collective Space Geek in India, explains how it works.
The moon is actually coming in between the sun and earth, and that is how we sense, the eclipses. So we were in fact between earth, moon, so this eclipse which we viewed was somewhere between earth and moon.
The annular eclipse, also known as the Ring of Fire, started from Dammam in Saudi Arabia and travelled across the Indian Ocean towards southern India and over northern Sri Lanka before ending in the Pacific Ocean. Beginning in Saudi Arabia, astronomers, tourists and residents gathered in the heart of the eastern province to witness the event. This tourist, giving his first name as Samson, says he brought his family all the way from the United Kingdom to see the ring.
Me and my family, we live in London and we've come to Saudi Arabia especially to see this event because it's very rare. If we miss it, we have to wait for another 30 years.
The annular was also visible, in full or partially, by people from the Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Oman, Qatar, Singapore, Sri Lanka and the United Arab Emirates. Many UAE residents living in Dubai travelled 2 hours to the remote city of Zayed to see the eclipse in full. It is a decision Dubai resident Dirk Gordon-Stein says was worth it, seeing as the UAE may have to wait over 80 years to see an eclipse again.
First time I've seen the ring as such, which was an amazing experience. Normally when the full sun is fully covered, it gets dark like early in the morning, and this you just slightly saw when the moon was fully covering, and the ring was amazing, Ring of Fire, and it's a very nice experience.
In Singapore, the full ring was also on display, with large crowds watching through protective eyewear and telescopes as it formed. Singapore's Astronomical Society President Albert Ho says another eclipse won't be seen in the country until at least 2063.
This will be the first of only two annular eclipses visible from Singapore for the rest of the century. So in the sense, it's a very rare event for us. Because eclipse, like total eclipse and annual eclipse, you can be seen within a very narrow path on the Earth called the path of totality or path of annuality, depending on the case.
That is a fact which attracted 16-year-old Singaporean high school student Shu Maiwan to watch.
This is the first solar eclipse I ever seen. 20 years ago, I wasn't even born. This one, and like, because the next one is in 2063, then it might not happen, it might not be really sure. So like, since I have the opportunity now, and like, because I'm a student, I also have a lot of free time, so it's like, I can just come over here and check it out.
People in Mumbai, India, only had a quarter of an hour to witness the eclipse before it passed. India's State Vice President of the Tamil Nadu Science Forum, Erdayan, briefed people on the speed of the eclipse before it passed the region.
8 o'clock, 9 minutes it started. It ends to the 11 o'clock, 14 minutes. Around 9:27 to 9:30, the maximum eclipse will be there. 84% will come. It is already in a 35 to 45% is going on. We have issued certified solar filter. We should not see the sun naked eye at any time.
Although the eclipse could only be partially seen in China, this watcher and many others were still in awe.
I feel amazing to have the chance to see this. It is like the dog in heaven is eating the moon.
At least two solar eclipses are usually visible from somewhere on Earth each year. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.